Well, things was a bit rigid, like, just at first. The room was fair thrutched up with folks, till Queen, quite nonchalant, unbuttoned one boot, and King made some rather rude jokes. Then up jumped the Duke and said, "Let's have a game. Now what shall we play? Blind man's buff?" But Queen said, "I'd rather have musical chairs. It isn't so common and rough." In the midst of the game, two more people arrived. It was Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom. When they saw King and Queen playing musical chairs, they were struck dumb, as if you had shot them. For there sat the Queen and the Duke on one chair, fair pushing and shoving each other. Mr. Ramsbottom said, "Nay, we mustn't intrude. We are nobbut plain folk, me and mother." "Don't be shy," called the Queen, very friendly and kind. "Come in now and take off thy hat." "Why, you don't say you've left little Albert behind? A fine little fellow was that." "What hasn't thou heard?" Mrs. Ramsbottom searched for a dry spot of hanky to cry on. "He went for the day to the zoo at Blackpool, and our Albert was et by the lion."
"Eh, Mrs. Ramsbotham," said Queen, "that is sad. But thee got compensation, my dear."
"Not us," said the Ramsbottoms, very irate. "So we shan't go to Blackpool this year." Well, after they'd all had a drop of old ale to give the proceedings a bite, while Mrs. Ramsbottom retired with the Queen, the sergeant got up to recite, "Friends, Romans and countrymen, lend me thy lugs," he slowly and weightily said. Then he stuck for a bit and knocked over his glass, so they lent him some old ale instead. The Duke then arose to deliver a speech, the glass in his hand, none too stable, but what with lumbago and what with old ale, he'd to grip pretty tight to the table. "Why, Sam, where's thy medal?" he suddenly cried, and set his glass down with a slam. "Thee won the V.C. King had medal for thee." "I know he'd a medal," snapped Sam. The Queen glanced at King, who had opened his mouth, intending a moral to teach.
"Nay, nay, Geordie, love. Shut thy face," said the Queen, "and let Arthur get on with his speech."
They all clapped their hands and then sung out aloud, demanding a speech from their host. And Sam, very bashful, said, "Well, I don't mind. Filt glasses, I'll give thee a toast. Well, friends, here's a health to all those that I love, and a health to all those that love me. A health to all those that I love, and to those that love me."
On ill clamour about that, on ill clamour about that, on ill clamour about that. On ill clamour about that.
Grand.